I'm joined now by Jim Gales, MBE. Jim is Chair and Captain at SDGC, Scottish Disability Golf and Curling. Now, you've been on many times promoting disability golf and curling, but today we're going to talk about you because you just had a huge win at the British Open. You must be ecstatic.
Yeah, I'm still slightly gobsmacked, if you want to look at it that way, and coming down from a bit of a high. My form in the golf has been pretty lousy, I have to say, over the last few months. One disaster after another, really, trying to find out my game and trying to find out where things was going wrong. But I think the best option that we've come across is to try and relax. It's easy to say, but it doesn't always work. But went up to Strathmore, up in Ayleth, and we played a 54-hole competition up there. It's the only 54-hole competition in the disabled world anyway. So we went up there, played it for 3 days in glorious sunshine, and took the overall net title. Within the SDGC, what we do when we have these big competitions, we make sure that everybody's involved as much as possible right throughout the competition, because there's no way, you know, it's a horrible thing when you go there on day one and you have maybe a bit of a disaster and you know you're out of the competition. So what we run is a scratch or gross where no handicaps are involved. We have a net overall where everybody's involved at all times. And then if somebody has a bit of a disaster on a particular hole, for example, they automatically drop into the Stableford. So that's just organised on points. So then everybody has a chance on all three 54 holes. You know, so everything's good for that. Keeps everybody involved.
Now, I know your high is a kite, but this isn't your first taste of success. But am I right in saying there was something like a 20-year gap in between since your last big win?
Yeah, it was. It was 20 years ago. I had a little bit of a victory at the British Open down in Wolverhampton. I had a different guide at that particular point. He's still on the go. He's still doing well. And he was the first to come back and congratulate us after this victory. I'd rather not wait another 20 years until the next chance I have of winning something. But it was very nice. And this time my guide was a guy called Martin Lowe, who's actually just retired. He's sorting out my game and trying to get me back into the groove.
How did you get into it? I know you lost your sight in the 1980s due to retinitis pigmentosa.
Yeah, it started to go downhill around about then, but I was actually getting my second guide dog up at the old Forfar Centre in Scotland, and I went along and met a guy, and he says, "Have you ever played golf? Do you fancy playing?" So, well, go on, I'll give it a go. And he got me a half set of old clubs and some lessons, and I went along to see the local pro. But he's Donald Mackay down at Wells Green now. And it sort of took off from there. It took me 2 or 3 years to get into finding out exactly, you know, how to compete, how to play consistently well. So by then, that would be sort of mid-90s. And since then, the disabled golf has taken me around the world. I've had some fantastic opportunities to go to, you know, Japan, Canada, Australia, places like that.
And talk about the SDGC.
The golf itself has been going since 2004. The curling was about 10 years later, so 2014. And they were running parallel. You know, golf was running for 6 or 7 months a year, curling on a similar. So we've overlapped them now, brought them together into one charity. And we'll start shortly, hopefully, as long as all the ice rinks are now sort of COVID compliant, because the curling suffered more than most with COVID. You know, they closed down early and they've opened up late. So what we're doing is breaking everybody in gently. Got regular sessions where everybody can come along and experience it, have it, give it a try. But we've got a big 4 or 5 day competition actually taking place in November, where we've got teams from around the UK coming to compete. Got a couple of days of practice, 8 sessions of the actual curling. And we'd like to get people to come along and watch it or witness it, meet some of the curlers, have a go of themselves as well. We're going to be based in Dunfermline, but we're going to play at 3 different venues, Kinross, Edinburgh and Stirling. So there's plenty of scope there for people to give it a try. It's because golf tends to be seasonal in Scotland, and curling definitely is. So we do not too bad.
April to October it runs, the golf?
Yeah, generally October's the sort of finish of the golf, the start of the curling.
How do people in the UK get in touch with their nearest clubs? Is there a governing body?
Yeah, I mean, if you pop along to your local professional, whether that be at the curling or the golf, you know, they'll more than likely have heard about the SDGC and they'll be able to point you in our direction. But obviously we've got the things like the Facebook page and the website and things like that. And if you find us on there, the SDGC or Scottish Disability Golf and Curling, everything's on there, from the email to the phone number, you know, the Facebook link and all that type of thing. So it's all there. And just drop us a note. Membership for SDGC is free. All our events are subsidised. We have about 60 events a year, both golf and curling. And we organise a thing called Hubs as well. And that could be anything from popping along and meeting a few guys for a cup of coffee and something to eat, or it could be a 2 or even a 3-day competition. But depending on what the individual wants, they can take from it what they will. You know, that might be a lesson with a professional or just a little bit of practice and knock around on the bunker or the greens.
So it's for people of all levels. It sounds very sociable, Jim. Mental health's obviously a big thing at the moment. It sounds as if there's something there for everyone, and it's very social.
Socials are definitely the side of things. I mean, even if you play a game of golf or curling, game of curling, a couple of hours, game of golf, 3 or 4 hours, you know, and you're away for a stretch, you know, you've got a long time. And so you've, the socials, the 19th hole, if you will, is the biggest part of both games. You know, so you meet a lot of people there. And
good exercise too.
It is, yeah. 3 days up at Strathmore and a 26, 27 degrees temperature. That's the biggest complaint we had for this year's British Open. It's a bit too hot out there. You know, normally there'd be, somebody would be maybe moaning about their chips on a plate, or somebody doesn't like the greens or something like that. But to have them complaining about the weather. And
you mentioned you don't want to wait another 20 years for your next win. What's round the corner? What's the next tournament? What are you aiming for?
Well, we've also just finished the Scotland v England match, which was played for the Phoenix Cup. And that's the disabled version of the Ryder Solheim Cup.
How competitive does that get, Jim?
It can be very competitive. The Phoenix banner, if you like, covers a lot of things because we've taken teams to Spain, Canada and the USA. So it gets very competitive over there. We're still trying to emphasise the social aspect of things, but we've just finished this one the other day, which was a match between Scotland and England. And the Scottish team sent them home with a thing again, and a little victory by 14 points to 10. So I was very pleased to lead the team, which included all disabilities.
Congratulations. And I know you're all great mates from both sides as well.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing that we've, you know, discovered more by chance, is that the vast majority of the golfers know each other and meet up at different competitions throughout the year. And there's always a bit of banter, a bit of digging, things like that, you know, and you've got to have a thick skin in this game. So it's really good to witness that.
Jim Gales, MBE, thanks very much for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Great stuff. Thanks for talking.